Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Obedient 69. This you could consider a fantasy, or perhaps it is something you're lucky enough to do as you're listening. There is a rhythm to this, a pacing, a serving in such a simple way that you don't have to think anymore. And I have the feeling that you enjoy that, serving without thinking. For now, simply close your eyes and let yourself be taken away, drifting into a state of submission and surrender, one that I'm sure you know very well. Deep down inside, there is a part of you that enjoys giving, serving, simply letting yourself surrender and pleasing with your body and mind. And if this was as simple as instructing you to please orally, you'd already feel fulfilled. However, because it can be fun to share pleasure, it can be delightful to let the teasing happen in multiple ways. That's something different. So I'd like you to focus on this desire to serve, without even beginning yet, just imagine reaching out, softly caressing a thigh, letting your attention grow on the place that you wish to please. For now, though, you're still only listening, focused and imagining, waiting to be told that you can begin. You like that, don't you? Being obedient and being told to wait for a moment, to feel that build up of desire, of wanting, pleasing. Just imagine how easy it would be for someone to just snap their fingers and make you go blank. And once that starts happening, you slowly feel their hands on your thighs. Now you're allowed to begin. And deep down inside, you understand the simple rule. You do as is done to you. You match their pacing and intensity. You follow their lead as they slowly brush over your thighs, letting you feel the heat of their hands. You are finally permitted to reach out and do the same. And as you feel sensations spread through your body, as you feel the inevitable response of their touch on your thighs, your own arousal helps in your movements on their thighs. Slowly you begin to feel their breath getting closer, not yet touching anything, simply letting you feel that their lips are not far from your skin, and the closer they get to your sensitive spots, the closer you reach out to theirs. As their breath almost plays over your arousal, as their touch gets closer and closer, your own hands, your own breath edges towards truly touching. And it doesn't matter if the shapes are different or the same. You understand the intent that you're being told without words to obey the pacing, the feelings, the rhythm. Then a brush of a fingertip, so nice and sensitive, a shock of electric arousal through your body, exploring your vulnerable, delightfully serving a surrender. Your fingers find their mark as well, slowly following the flow, the rhythm reaching out to your mind and melting it into surrender. It would feel so good to lick. It would feel so nice to taste. And you know how much pleasure you could give them. You know how good this is. Not your game. You must follow. You must obey. There is a slight touch of their lips on your inner thighs, close to where it would feel so good without touching just yet. And without even thinking, you mimic their pace, having to hold yourself back not to reach out just a little bit more. It would be so easy to dart with your tongue over there. Ah, it would be so easy. And and they surprise you by doing it first. And you know they should. It is your place to follow, your place to submit. And you happily do so, letting your tongue dart the same, feeling the little twitch in their body as the pleasure you give echoes through them, ending in their tongue, which creates a ripple and echo in your body as they find that sensitive spot for a moment. They manipulate your body with every tiny movement, their hands grabbing, their lips teasing, gently kissing closer and building up that need. You feel it between your legs and answer it with your lips and hands. You can feel their heartbeat, and you're aware of your own reaching out to their touches. Finally, a tongue finds that place, a nice long lick. And you have to do it. You can't let yourself be too distracted by the pleasure. You have to obey to mimic the movement. And then a soft sucking, wrapping their lips. And it feels so good that you almost forget to do the same. This little flash of obedience coursing through you, pushing you to now follow their lead. It's difficult to think, but that's okay. Thinking is hard. Edging is easy. And before you know it, you feel the rhythm of their mouth, matching it with your own, steady and slow at first, drawing out the pleasure, teasing you deeply. It's almost as if they feel how much you want to do more, how much you want to feel. Lose your mind and give in to the pleasure, and it would feel even better to just give all that pleasure to them, to serve them with your body, to please them with your mouth, to let your lips and tongue wrap around every sensitive shape, and submit, serve, obey. Something in the back of your mind makes you slow down. Even though you didn't even want to, you felt them slowing down, pulling you with it. You wanted to. And yet you just obeyed. It's what you do. Obey without thinking. The rhythm is dictated by them. They lead. You follow. The rhythm. rhythm picks up again, fingers supporting the sensations, finding ways to pleasure you even more, a rhythm that steadily grows in intensity, waiting for you to obey, for you to match it, and then pushing you a little further. Sometimes you can feel twitches in them, as if they're etching just like you are, sometimes ahead of you, sometimes behind you. They lead, you follow. You let the build-up continue. You have no choice. They decide the pacing. They lead you to where they want you to be. And you obey. You obey without thinking. Thinking is hard. Etching is easy. And you feel yourself caught in a loop with them as they feel that wave of pleasure. They lead you up onto that wave. They push you right onto the edge, feeling every little twitch between your legs, feeling every little squirm silenced from your mouth. And then they slow down again, getting so close, so delightfully, deeply frustrating. You want it, you need it, you crave it, you want them to fill your mind, you want them to take over your will. You obey, edge, serve, pleasing them orally without even thinking, the rhythm picking up again faster and faster, finding the very edge of what you can take and then pushing you a little further without going over, making sure that you obey without thinking, obey, pleasing and being pleased. And it's getting so close. You can feel how the rhythm is building. You can feel how the wave is rising, how this intense explosion is held back by the thinnest of threads. All it takes is a little pull in the right place, but not yet. You have to wait for them. You need to wait for them. It's getting so difficult. The pleasure between your legs overrunning your mind, your body just obeying without a single thought. It feels so good. You serve without thinking, obey without question. You just do, you just follow, you just edge so close, held there by a thread, pushed by their movements. They lead, you follow, they decide. 10, 9, 8, 7, the rhythm feels so good. 6, they find every single spot. 5, it feels so good. 4, building up inside of you. 3, you don't want to come before them. 2, you can barely hold it back. 1, right there on the edge. And then you feel them come, triggering your own come deep, come. body slowing down as your mind melts into pleasure. You don't know what happened, and you don't need to know. It felt good. They felt good. You served. You obeyed. It felt so nice. Your mind drifts away, almost passing out in pleasure. Sometimes little shocks echo through your body. The afterglow so good. You feel their rhythm slowing down. It's as if they're putting you into blankness, letting you fall. The wonderful afterglow pulling your mind with it. And then all it takes is a little drop. And you feel yourself so nice and open. So obedient, wanting to please. Done so well. You've been so pleasing, very obedient. And in a moment, this file will end. If my voice follows, you will remain nice and deep. Empty and obedient. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awake, as if rising from a dream, filled with afterglow, spreading throughout your body. I'm sure you'll feel so refreshed, happy to have served. Enjoy.